Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Pope. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is hit by the pitch. Hatfield moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Hatfield moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatfield scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 1 in the game. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Rosen reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball towards left. Lenhart catches it and throws to home to double up Rosen. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to third. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 2 in the game. Pope hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhardt hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 3 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Pope moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mitchell bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Pope moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pope scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Simpson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tipton moves to second. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Hal White now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Bob Swift. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal White. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields the ball and throws to Lemon covering. Safe. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pope strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got six RBIs. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Barry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Groth reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.